It started in 1949 when my oldest brother came home from school in Racine, Wisconsin, after flunking kindergarten, because he spoke no English and declared to my parents that the rest of the kids have to learn to speak English if we plan on staying here in the United States. So my parents lined up the rest of the 7 younger children, had us straighten up, tilt our heads back, reach in our mouths with their bare hands, and took turns slicing our tongues in half, making a simple but unspoken contract that from then on, the parents would speak Spanish and the children would respond back only in English. How do you lose a native language? Does it get misplaced in the recesses of your brain? Or does it never quite stick to the sides of your mind? When I grew up in the early 1950s, we were the only Hispanic family there, so it just, you kind of lost the words, and then the more you tried, the harder it was, and then you stopped trying. You'd meet people from other countries, and they just assumed because you were Mexican, you would speak Spanish. You almost sort of dreaded that moment. ¿Hablas español? Do you speak Spanish? I tried to reply, but as the words in Spanish floated down from my brain, they got caught in my teeth, the rocks of shame. I spoke in half-tongue. I got married in my early 30s, so I thought I would marry a Latina. I wanted my children to speak Spanish. And when I met my wife, she literally did not speak English, and I really didn't speak Spanish, so I was halfway sign language. But we liked each other. That we kind of figured out, and then I was able to reclaim a part of who I was. Now the Spanish resonates within me and echoes back, "Sí, y usted también?" And today as I talk with the Spanish-speaking students in our school, they can not only feel my words, they can feel my warm heart splash ancient Spanish sounds off my native tongue that has finally grown whole again. Even when I read it, Spanish is just a lot more fluid, and at least for me, there's a lot more meaning in the Spanish language. I mean, there's a sense of culture. And my mother's passed away, but when I think of things in Spanish, I think of her. When I think of food in Spanish, I think of her. I can hear her voice, you know, and I just feel good. It fits. Maybe that's the word I'm trying to say.